Originally from Tennessee, Big Man got his apt nickname while stationed at Travis Air Force Base. Following his honorable discharge, Howard gravitated to Merritt College in Oakland, where in 1966 he met Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, and became one of the six founding members of what was then called the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Their name, he says, was chosen quite deliberately.
We were not aggressive. We wouldn't attack anyone unless we were backed into a corner. Then we would strike out, similar to the traits of a panther.
The Panthers quickly drew notice for using California's open carry laws, as they were then, while doing what they called safety patrols.
We would go out with our guns and drive around behind the police, and if they stopped someone, we'd get out and stand and observe the police in the so-called performance of their duty. And if a person was being arrested, we would advise the person, don't resist, go ahead and take the arrest, and we're going to follow you down to the courthouse, and we're going to bail you out.
Less dramatically, the group also developed and publicized a 10-point program that served as their ideological foundation.
Very basic things like we want decent houses fit for the shelter of human beings. We want a decent education that showed our true nature and where we fit into the society. And we want a job, full employment for our people.
Other points were more overtly political, such as calls for an end to police brutality, exemption for blacks from the draft, and all black juries to hear cases with black defendants. Recognizing a need to build broader support among the Oakland area citizenry, the Panthers also took actions to address social needs there.
We discovered that a great majority of children were going to school without anything to eat. And so we decided, let's start feeding kids before they go to school in the morning. So we started free breakfast for children.
They also launched a weekly alternative newspaper, published with the support of the underground Berkeley Barb. Howard was part of its editorial team.
This was another community organizer where we reached out to someone of a different color. It didn't matter. We got cooperation there, and that paper went from a mimeograph sheet to circulation of 250,000 a week, and we put that paper out every week.
But these community organizing activities were upstaged, at least to the outside world, by the radical writings and militant actions of some high-profile Panther leaders. These, Howard says, represented a philosophical divide within the party.
Some of leadership, I hate to say, thought the revolution was pick up the gun and go off into the mountains and pretend you're Che Guevara. But history showed us that a small group of people cannot create a revolution. It has to be the people in the communities. And to get them involved, you got to serve their needs.
Howard has recounted his role within the Black Panther Party in a 2005 autobiography, Panther on the Prowl, now out of print. He is also a rotating host on KRCB's Saturday Night Jazz Connections program. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.